Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. Today, we're diving into a busy news day, starting with the G7 summit, where AI leaders are proposing a US-led coalition amidst some real geopolitical and regulatory tensions.
That's right, Paul. We're seeing Dario Amodei, Sam Altman, and Demis Hassabis all gathered in France to discuss AI safety with world leaders. But the big story is still Anthropic's ongoing standoff with the U.S. government over export restrictions on their Mythos and Fable models.
It sounds like that situation is getting even more complicated, Jane. Leaked letters and internal texts show employees are concerned they're being unfairly targeted. Meanwhile, the G7 meeting is pushing for a U.S.-led coalition to set global AI standards.
Exactly. It really seems to be more about a relationship issue than pure safety, as some employees suggest. This push for a U.S.-led coalition at the G7 is a direct response to those growing geopolitical and regulatory tensions, trying to establish a unified front.
Absolutely fascinating. Shifting gears, Jane, Midjourney, the image model company, is making a surprising leap into healthcare. They've announced a self-funded ultrasonic full-body scanner.
I saw that, Paul, and it's quite a pivot. They're calling it Midjourney Medical and the Midjourney Scanner. It's designed to be a faster, cheaper, full-body ultrasound system that uses millions of sound waves through water to create detailed scans in about 60 seconds.
A futuristic bathhouse membership for medical imaging, as some are calling it. From art to health, that's quite a jump. Next up, OpenAI is advancing scientific AI with its new LifeSci Bench benchmark and GPT Rosalind.
This is a significant move for scientific discovery, Paul. LifeSci Bench provides a standardized way to evaluate AI models in life sciences, while GPT Rosalind is their new model specifically tailored for biological research. It could really accelerate drug discovery and understanding complex biological systems.
That's huge for the scientific community, Jane. And speaking of big moves, we have some major talent news. Noam Shazir, a co-inventor of the Transformer architecture, is reportedly leaving Google to join OpenAI.
That's a massive win for OpenAI, Paul. Shazir's work on the Transformer architecture is foundational to nearly all modern large language models. His expertise will undoubtedly supercharge OpenAI's research and development efforts.
Indeed, Jane. It's a testament to where top talent sees the future of AI. And for enterprises, AWS is stepping up with new continuum and context services designed to power AI agent orchestration.
These new services from AWS are all about making AI agents more practical and manageable for businesses, Paul. Continuum helps orchestrate complex agent workflows, while context provides the necessary data and environment for agents to operate effectively. It's a big push for enterprise AI adoption.
That makes a lot of sense, Jane, as AI agents move from hype to practical reality. We're also seeing Snap unveil new $2,195 AR spectacles, facing some design criticism and a stock dip.
Yes, Paul, Snap continues to push the boundaries with augmented reality hardware, but the price point and design are always going to be hurdles for mass adoption. It's a tough market to crack, even with AI capabilities built in.
A lot to keep an eye on, Jane, as the AI landscape continues its rapid evolution. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, stay curious.